This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Governor Kathy Hochul signs legislation that bolsters restrictions in New York State on concealed weapons, one of two initiatives approved in a special session held last week by the state legislature. The gun measure, which was approved by lawmakers after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the state's previous law that required a gun owner to have proper cause to carry a concealed firearm, makes it a crime to carry guns in one of 15 types of locations. This is important. The quote, including public transportation, schools, libraries, playgrounds, and other spots where children gather, entertainment venues, bars, and restaurants that serve alcohol, and houses of worship. I welcome Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist of The City, an editor, to comment on what this legislation means for New York City, something Harry and I have watched very carefully since the Supreme Court decision, and the possible interpretations for the NYPD, given its mandate to keep guns out of the hands of bad actors. Harry, a very good evening to you. The legislature has moved. Good for Governor Hochul, good for the legislature. Do you interpret this as a positive? Are they moving in the right directions? And I note from your most recent column, we're not talking about hundreds of thousands of licenses of concealed carry, but we're talking about less than the tens of thousands at maximum. So does this legislation answer? Good evening to you, Harry.
Good evening, John. So we're not going to know for quite a while how much this legislation is worth and how resilient it is to legal challenge, which the Republicans and conservatives in New York State have already said they're going to bring. We know that the Supreme Court decision explicitly said sensitive zones can't be something like the whole island of Manhattan. So we're going to see if saying all of Times Square is a sensitive zone stands up to legal scrutiny. Right now, under the previous restrictive gun licensing rules that the Supreme Court struck down, there were something like 3,000 people in a city of 8.5 million with a permit to conceal and carry a gun. Another 3,000 who were allowed to have guns at their place of business or as a security guard with the gun stored there, and like 15,000 who were allowed to have guns in their home. So that's not very many people in a city this big. We're going to see how many people apply now. New York is going to do everything it can to make the new licensing, which is given by default, reasonably restrictive. There's training required. There'll be an expense. And how many, and licenses from elsewhere in the state, for instance, are not going to be good in New York City. You can't take your license from Sullivan County or Rensselaer or wherever and then just bring your gun. So we won't know for quite some time the following things. How many people in New York are now allowed to carry guns? Whether or not these new rules that the legislature raced through stand up to legal scrutiny. We also are just starting to find out, and there'll be reporting coming shortly from the city on this, how the NYPD is going to change its policies in response to all this. The big thing is, up until now, there's been a presumption that if somebody is carrying a gun in New York City, they shouldn't be, because there's so few of these licenses. And there's an anti-crime unit whose whole mandate is to get guns off the streets. Suddenly, we have this new Second Amendment right, newly discovered, quote unquote, Second Amendment right to carry guns on the street. So what does the NYPD do if it sees somebody with a suspicious bulge, which is often one of the checkoffs police use to explain why they stop someone and to try to find weapons? Presumably, the answer is they're not going to be able to do anything because that is of itself not a crime. It's now a constitutionally protected right here. So that changes a lot. I'm also very curious to see what happens with stand your ground type cases. New York does not have a specific stand your ground law, but there are all sorts of defenses predicated on that basis with people with licensed guns or unlicensed guns at this point, as there are many more people presumably carrying guns around New York outside of the trains, Times Square, and these other locations. So I think we're really in a breath-holding period right now, and hopefully the members of the legislature were not, frankly, the most impressive group, and who at time, knowing that this decision was coming, but not knowing its specific contours, have crafted something that will stand up. But I'm not entirely confident that that's the case, given the new constitutional framework we're living in. And we won't know until the courts have had their say there. So this is going to take some time to shake out and sort through. And of course, it's happening as gun violence, which is down a little bit in New York City this year from last year, continues to be up dramatically from the pre-pandemic levels.
50 years of living in Manhattan make me raise these questions that I know do not have answers. Children are always gathering in Central Park. Children are always gathering in Riverside Park. I lived on the West Side for 50 years. It would be impossible day or night, except for the curfew at 1 a.m., to not to find children in Riverside Park, the whole of the West Side. So I puzzle how this is going to be interpreted. It seems to me that it would be wise for the local precinct captains to interpret this, where children gather, and challenge anyone who believes that this is taking advantage of the law. How is it in Brooklyn, Harry? You know these things, where children gather. All your parks then would become a place where weapons are not invited, including your big parks.
This is one of the really big open questions. Parks are not on this list. So I assume the playgrounds as locations where children gather, you can't carry a gun. But in my stretch of Brooklyn, right across from Prospect Park is the parade grounds, where people of all ages gather to play sports all day, as long as the light's out. Lots of little kids playing soccer, lots of adults. There's a playground right next to that. I'm assuming that if I have a license, I could absolutely carry my gun into the parade grounds. And I could take it to my kids, my six-year-old, say, ASO game. And as long as the gun is licensed, that would not be an issue. It's hard for me to see anything good coming out of this. I'm very skeptical of the court's reasoning here. But given this new framework, I'm not sure that the police supervisors or others are going to have so much discretion or really any discretion about enforcing this law. I think it's going to be a very different enforcing regime after this. John, the whole thing that happened with stop and frisk and with marijuana arrests, both of those were pretextual stops that were not really about guys having a nickel bag of weed. They were about trying to find guns and keep them off the streets and having some mechanism by which, fairly or unfairly, to search mostly young men. Now, the whole implicit logic there of trying to keep guns off the streets is gone. And that's going to be a tremendous adjustment for the NYPD. Of course, there are many other states that already had similar laws to those we're going to have now and have figured out ways to police themselves. But this is brand new for New York. And I have to assume that gun violence is going to go up. And by the way, that gun violence will include accidents and suicides, which inevitably go up when more people have access to guns.
There are two members of the government, a councilwoman and assemblywoman, who have commented about these laws and the question about whether you can remove guns from the street. They don't seem cynical people. They seem exhausted with the violence and the trouble in their neighborhood and the confrontations between police and question marks, suspects. Do you believe, Harry, that they have a point here, that it isn't about guns, it's about trust between the police and the people who are being questioned? Is that what's driving these doubts? We have about a minute, Harry.
John, when this nut Frank James shot up a train coming into 36th Street at Sunset Park, we found all these videos beforehand where he said, they ain't going to stop me. There's too many exits. The NYPD can't do anything. This is before the Supreme Court's decision, by the way. And two local lawmakers put out their own statement from the left saying the police can't solve any of this. Right. We need dramatic investments in violence prevention and interruption. They don't mean the police by that. Full employment, guaranteed housing, and so on, before more people get hurt. And you can see how the right, that thinks everyone should have a right to carry, and the left, that thinks the police are totally useless, are converging in a very dangerous space where there should not be anyone stopping anyone from carrying guns.
Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News of the city. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.